are tired of women.
That's no good.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
To front basket.
Hello.
Well, we made it.
We made it. Into the new space.
Into the new space. All of our hard work has culminated into this.
Into this moment.
The People Are Tired of Women podcast.
People Are Tired of Women. Yes.
I'm so excited. So we're in our new space, obviously. It's really weird. It's cool, though.
It is really cool.
I'm so excited about it.
It's strange, though. I mean, I think it was between the time we didn't do it and then also then like now being in a different setting. It feels so fucking strange to
I've
be doing
got,
this.
Like, I've got nerves.
I do, too. I'm nervous. Which normally we do this just like, fuck it, let's roll.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, it's never been a problem. Now I'm like literally wearing like a collarless shirt. I'm wearing a Mandarin collar shirt.
It's 21. We 2021. We can't have collars anymore.
I mean, leave it to the Chinese to invent a shirt that is both cheaper to make and more fashionable.
Yep, and more efficient.
Back in the 17th century, the Chinese invented this type of collar.
Mm-hmm.
I know
is
that trivia.
Is that actually true?
That is true. That is I think it was the 1700s. It was actually, Mandarin collars were worn by like elites, like the royal, the royal family in China.
Wow. Do you feel like an elite royal family in China? Do you feel very Chinese?
I do. I eat bananas as reward all the time because of
it. I eat banana
it.
As reward. how did you guys like the new Doomer intro?
What do you think, you guys?
Because we thought 2020 was a wild year, but you guys fucking strap in. This fucking year is gonna be something else.
Wait, what happened? What do you mean?
We
have nothing to talk about. It's been 3 weeks and there's just absolutely no news.
It was a completely uncontested election.
Uncontested. Not a single president was impeached in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, Joe Biden did a cartwheel up on stage and
that would be something to report on.
That would be. Do you ever see that video of him running?
And
it was
no.
It was so old, man.
Wait. Maybe. I remember the video of Elizabeth Warren running by the pool where she's like, hi.
Yeah.
Waving up to the window at whoever is up there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Or the one where she's running around with the rainbow boa on as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gay rights.
Yeah.
Kirsten Gillibrand. Gay rights.
I think we're keeping the toms drop. Which one's that?
I don't remember.
Oh, the boom, gah, boom, gah. Yeah. I couldn't take that bit out. That was too good.
Oh.
Yeah. Like what sounds like the dog bark.
Oh, yes. I love it.
It was actually a person going like, bark. Woo. But I like,
and you
fucked around with it.
You fucked around with it to make the dog bark. That's my favorite part of the song.
I told Sean, it was hard to, so I completely went and redid the song. The key elements are still there, but it's a little bit longer because of the intros, like different. But then I'm like, asked him, do you mind if I edit, the clips around, because it felt too lighthearted for just how fucking insane this whole time has been.
Yeah, and that was all Jordan's work doing the intro.
And then
the
Sean,
intro video.
And then we have a different outro as well with a different song.
So
if you stick around long enough, you'll get to see that. And Sean made that video.
The video is mostly the same, but it's still a little bit different.
A little bit of it.
The music
is
an original by Jordan, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the fun thing about this is that between the two of us, we have the skills to, like, I think I've said this before, but how funny it is, you watch all of these different late night shows, they're doing everything over Zoom or whatever, and they just look like shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then we do things like this, and it's just a production team of the two of us, and
we have a set now, basically.
Yeah. I wonder how many of these like late night shows are thinking about how long do we have to employ all these people? You know what I mean?
Right, for it to not look like we're laying them off because they're useless.
Right.
Like the pandemic is sucking us dry. Who even watches like mainstream media anymore?
No. Well, that's the thing, is that that's one of the big questions of when Trump meekly exits, which I think is going to be what happens. And we'll get into that a little bit later, despite all the fireworks that have happened in the last week or a week ago, I guess. Exactly. Wasn't it Wednesday?
I think Thursday.
When the Capitol got stormed.
I think it's been 6 days. The Capitol got stormed. We have our official newspapers now.
Yeah.
Welcome to Rising.
Yes.
This week on Rising, we're talking about the Capitol getting stormed.
Yeah. I can't do the Rising song. But yeah, so the Capitol got stormed, and I sent out a tweet thread, but I think that, like, people, there's a certain way that you're supposed to react to this thing happening, right? Like, and what is the reaction you're supposed to have, right?
Right.
You're just horrified. Horrified. How could this possibly happen?
Yeah.
This is only because of Donald J. Trump would people be this insane and upset about the world. Would they possibly choose to storm the Capitol? It's the only reason why this would possibly happen. Oh my God, this is an insurrection. This was an attempted coup. Reality is...
Coup, more like this is cuckoo.
Right.
This is crazy talk.
This is cuckoo fucking bananas.
It's as if... So...
That's what I was thinking. I was watching them breach the Capitol in real time and go like, this shit is cuckoo cocoa puffs. This is wild. This shit is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, they're a little, I saw it and I was like, wow, they're acting a little weird.
This seems kind of out of the ordinary. Yeah.
That's awkward.
But you know what I was thinking too is like, this would have seemed more shocking if it hadn't been literally from let's see here, July until today that people are like rioting and burning down cities.
Right.
Almost every single day. Right. So that's what made this really peculiar to me. Like, I'm not going to pretend that there's a moral equivalency between Black Lives Matter, which has merit, or like police brutality in general has merit, and people who have effectively been convinced that they're on some righteous crusade for their God Emperor. But both of these groups, like not the people like you and I who went to the protest the day after, the 30% that we saw that we've talked about that were there to clearly agitate are the, like, call them Antifa, call them Black Bloc. I mean, some kind of agitation force that is not, they're using the BLM moniker on one side to attempt to overthrow the government in some kind of way by creating chaos. And the other side is convinced by the internet that, you know, Bill Gates is going to like shoot dust into the sun and inject us with microchips. Yeah. And that, you know, there's a, you know, that adrenochrome exists and all this kind of these kinds of things.
What's funny is he already has.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yes.
So wake up, everybody.
Yeah. He shot the, well, whatever. Okay, wake up. Wake up, people. This is serious. But yeah, I mean, like, so all this rioting that largely affected, like, you know, for example, so when I was watching the initial Minneapolis riots and they broke into that police station and lit it the fuck on fire, mm-hmm. I was like, sick. This is fucking cool. Because keep in mind, police officers, like, I don't like the government. I don't like the government infringing power upon people, mm-hmm. that they are not justly, like where it's not reciprocal power, right? So the police are the foot soldiers of the state.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So they are, but now it's insane to me to watch this same left clutch their pearls because their lives were in danger. And keep in mind, everybody, they are the state. They're the most powerful version of the state. Mm-hmm. So it's striking to me the hypocrisy of, like, we could see that like rioting is generally bad, you know, yes. In both of these kinds of things. But like the thing with the Black Lives Matter thing is it had merit. But we said this earlier on, is like, the more you guys burn shit down and the crazier you guys act, the less this issue that matters is going to seem like relevant to people. They're going to start to, mm-hmm. focus on the chaos you're causing. Right.
Yes.
And so this thing with storming the Capitol had zero merit. Like, no merit,
right.
at all. It had no merit. So, but to these people, they were convinced that this election was stolen from Donald Trump, and this is part of trusting the plan, is what they believe, and these kinds of things. And I think that our public officials should be terrified of the populace, because as what did you say today about this impeachment thing?
Oh my gosh! Well, it took them 6 days to get Donald Trump impeached a second time, and it took them 9 months to get us $600. Are you serious?
So when the public servants are no longer serving the public, mm-hmm. do you really, like, in your heart of hearts, like, not what you have to say to your friends to make them feel like you're on the right side of history, but were you really upset that these people were scared for their lives? I certainly wasn't. And I think that, like, did I ever think any of them would get hurt? Not really. No, I didn't think that would happen. But
although they were chanting to kill Mike Pence, which I don't think anybody objects to.
No.
That's a bipartisan issue.
Which is the funny thing that, like, most people on the left would have agreed with that sentiment had it not been actually, like, come true. It was such a visceral, visible feast of things going on that I think it was hard for people to really see the forest of the trees on this. And also what I said to you early on, and I have a tweet thing if you like right around when it was happening, saying that, like, what they're going to do is use this as an excuse to expand the powers of the Patriot Act,
which they did
with this new expanding what they called to be domestic terrorism.
It was literally the day after the Capitol building got stormed.
And they were, and what's so crazy about it is the way that this was reported on, right? It was like five people dead after terrible attack on the Capitol. So one of the cops they're reporting died, killed himself, not at the thing. Like, it was later. One of the cops, it's kind of in question what exactly happened to him, but I'll go with the narrative that he was beaten to death by this mob for sure. It's fine. And then two of the one woman who got shot in the neck when she was trying to actually go through the window into the Capitol area, she died, obviously, when the Secret Service shot her in the neck. And then the two other people died of like heart conditions, or like one of them got trampled. Maybe we don't really know what happened, but they were not even in the Capitol when they died.
Yeah.
So like, how many cops were executed during these riots over the summer? What about David Dorn, that cop that was killed literally in cold blood for no fucking reason when he's defending his friend's pawn shop? You know. Because it didn't fit your narrative to talk about that. And now this event finally gave you the boogeyman that everyone was afraid of. And these ghouls, meaning the cathedral, the media, our politicians, will use things to scare the shit out of you to pass draconian laws. And I have seen the squad, the most progressive members, say some of the most authoritarian shit I have ever seen out of anybody's mouths, or just mostly agree with it. Except AOC had a fucking really based
unreal tweet. Unreal.
Close your eyes for a second.
I'm closing,
because I don't want to. I fucked up and I got into something else too soon.
I'm catching up on
okay,
so stuff that's going on. Also, I have bad news. I can't write down timestamps, but we'll talk about it later. I'll tell you why.
Okay. AOC says, as the vice chair of the oversight committee who ran investigations into domestic terror laws, I respectfully disagree. Our problems on Wednesday weren't that there weren't enough laws, resources, or intelligence. We had them, and they were not used. It's time to find out why. And this guy, she's responding to somebody who says, the House must, as an immediate step, pass a domestic terrorism statute with a focus on white supremacist terrorism and send it to the Senate. So, like, jeez. And like, again, so like, so the Patriot Act got passed after 9/11 because everyone was terrified and they needed some kind of legislation to feel better or feel less scared. And really all it's been used for is for drug crime. It's not been used to stop. It has not stopped a single terror event. And also what it was used to justify a no-knock raid that killed Breonna Taylor, right? No-knock raids in general is part of the Patriot Act. The two-hop rule, where they can literally spy on anybody they want to. They can now arrest you without due process or anything like that. And basically what the FBI does now is they go to some mosque, find some Muslim kid who's like a little bit low IQ, go like, yeah, you want to probably do some jihad, right? And he's like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. And then they arrest him without due process. That's the shit they do. The FBI does this all the time. When they're trying to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, it was like an FBI psyop is what that was.
Yeah.
And so they aren't using the Patriot Act for anything that's actually useful.
Yeah.
So,
if they had used it for anything useful, they would have been able, or they would have stopped this siege of the Capitol building. So because they absolutely knew about it.
They knew. They definitely knew. And so why weren't they prepared?
Back in December, the military published something, or maybe not the military, but some branch of the military published like a warning for a storming to happen, some civil unrest happening because of election results that is going to happen in January, but they posted about it back in December.
Right.
They're like, we're expecting this to happen in January.
Yeah.
So they knew, and this was the storming was planned on fucking like TikTok and Facebook. It's as if the government just completely ignored it.
Right. And there's like, so, okay. So like we all have to give these caveats now that things that are obviously bad are bad, right? So storming the Capitol was bad.
Bad.
Coronavirus is bad. No. Then you can give a but. Seeing those pictures of them like cowering was so
delectable.
It was so yum. Because these ghouls have just played with our lives for so long. And it's like they refuse to ask the question, why on the left and the right are people doing shit where they have nothing to lose? Like I don't think anyone that stormed the Capitol did not think they were going to federal prison. I don't think the girl who, the Antifa girl with the Etsy shirt that got her arrested, knew throwing a fucking Molotov cocktail at a cop car would probably not get her arrested. Or she's so fucking desperate and crazy because we've been locked inside and we have no financial recourse to protect ourselves. Maybe people act desperate if the government is not listening to them at all. And so, and they have not. They have not done anything. They have just played political, like, used Trump as a target to really just get nothing done. Nothing. And so, dude, I mean, now that he's gone, if they don't do anything to actually help anybody, it's going to be fucking wild. And so, like, again, like, I would respect them, you know, clutching their pearls over this if they really did go in front of the people and just say, you know, we know you're scared. We know you're hurting. We know that we have been slow to act on everything. And we think that that is largely responsible for what's going on here. Not to mention, the media has told this side, like, of course, this side would believe the QAnon religion. Because they have been told for 5 years they are the most deplorable, awful racists just because they liked the other side.
Yeah.
And so it's like it would make you crazy if you felt like you had to defend yourself all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And simple people who would choose to storm the Capitol building are the kind of people that would be driven insane by this. And then add the internet as an accelerant, or anywhere from Newsmax to MSNBC being the only places you're getting your news from, you are going to literally, not figuratively, literally go into a psychosis. I mean, that's like, and you're seeing it with these Black Bloc people, the Antifa people, you're seeing it with these Stop the Steal people. They're the same fucking people. And they're all like domestic terrorists, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so, but there's no account, like, was Trump responsible for this? Yeah, he certainly was. Was the media equally culpable? Fuck yeah. And like, but they will never take responsibility for it because they can just now use him as a scapegoat for not taking any responsibility for anything they have done over the last 4 years. And so it's just, and the problem is that the populace, general populace, like I've watched people I know and respect over the last 6-7 days just given to their absolute worst fucking impulses.
Oh, yeah.
Burning their families over a disagreement about this.
Oh, don't even get me started.
And it's like, guys, if you believe that this is the end of our democracy, and by the way, with the advent of the super PAC, we haven't lived in a democracy for a long fucking time.
Right.
So just to stop it with that. and so, yeah, it just is this like incredible... people are just, they're becoming the worst versions of themselves over this. Instead of just like seeing the forest for the trees of like, I have no power to stop these people or start anything that would be helpful. These ghouls aren't going to do anything to help anybody. These politician ghouls, the media ghouls, Hollywood ghouls, Jimmy Kimmel, like all these fucking people aren't, they don't care about anybody that makes under $10 million.
Yeah.
So you just have to, like, your family, your friends, hold them close. And buy guns. So, yeah. I mean...
Y'all, pray for me. We just lost 2 family members. They're not dead, but they do have severe brain worms.
Brain worms. Acute brain worms. I didn't want to bring it up, but...
I'll bring it up.
Because they're not going to ever listen to this.
Right. It's just like... the thing that you mentioned about families being torn apart, it's like... It's brain worms. It's become chronic brain worms at this point. It's been 10 months of brain worms.
It's acute. It's gone past acute. It's chronic. It's chronic. Absolutely chronic. Yeah, it's a... It's now turning, the cancer has metastasized.
Metastasized for sure.
Bad. Let's see. The people that I respect in the media are saying that the QAnon thing is worse than the Russiagate thing. And it's like, No, it's not. I mean, because the Russiagate conspiracy theory, which is what it was, it's totally been debunked. It was totally propped up by the media zeitgeist, like all of it, except for Fox News was the only one that was skeptical.
Yeah.
And then the other media could just say they're running cover for Trump. QAnon is not supported by any mainstream news outlet. Right. Except for maybe Newsmax. I mean, but they're not mainstream. So it's like Newsmax or OAN or whatever.
OAN, the Epoch Times.
Epoch Times. But like none of this shit's taken seriously.
How we can build a more traditional future for our children.
Is that what it is for real?
Yeah.
That's our slogan? Oh,
no,
God.
No. I read an article from the Epoch Times that made me want to vomit. And it was titled that.
Yeah. It's bad. So I don't know. That's that. I know why you can't do time steps because you have set a timer. I just realized.
I didn't set a timer when we started. When I'm watching the live, it only tells me how far behind I am in seconds.
I'll figure
out. I'm 24 seconds behind.
I'll figure out this one, and then we'll do that. Okay. From,
yeah. Sorry.
No, it's
sorry,
right.
Bone.
I should have warned you about that.
No, it's all good. That's interesting.
I want to break this up a little bit because I don't want to talk about Trump being banned off of literally everything.
Yes.
Even Grindr. Yeah. Jinx. So I want to show you a picture.
Oh, my God. I liked this. I can't believe you found this. I literally just liked this like an hour ago.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, no, I can't find it.
What are you looking for?
Oh, no, there we go.
Hi, Sean David Castro. This is Rachel Dolezal.
Is this for real?
It's not for real.
No.
I went to that person's profile and like they... This photo, the one on the left.
Uh-huh.
So if you guys are just listening, it's a how it started, how it's going meme. And then the hashtag is transracial. And on the left, it's a Latino man wearing a chubby Latino boy wearing makeup. And on the right, it's that same boy with.
So he really did
Photoshopped
that makeup,
dark skin. Oh, no, I think it's
someone did that to him.
Yeah.
What did he do to deserve this?
But you go to their profile and they like their most recent photo is just like another photo from that set like a couple days ago. So they're not transracial.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a joke, right? The thing is, that's what's so awful about today is that you just don't know.
You don't know.
You can't tell.
And transracial is like something that... I mean, our girl, Miss Dolezal, I think she really believes it. I think she really like... believe she is a black person, so
and good for her,
and good, and
she's done more for black people than any other white person on this planet.
Yeah, especially like, you know, when I gave you that video, that Jessica Krug woman or Jess La Bomba. Yeah, she Bombalera, actually.
Bombalera,
there was more
to
it. Jesus, I forgot she had to really church that name up. Did nothing other than just waste people's time and resources, like talking about you out here gentrifying and blah, blah, blah. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just figured that would break it up for until we get into some more doom here. So Trump did a video today, and we'll just play it, I guess.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America great again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country. We cannot tolerate it. Tragically, over the course of the past year, made so difficult because of COVID-19, we have seen political violence spiral out of control. We have seen too many riots, too many mobs, too many acts of intimidation and destruction. It must stop. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions, America is a nation of law.
We get it.
This is like when you have to go on your best friend's Facebook to tell everybody and post on their wall that you got locked out of your Facebook.
Yeah,
because he's tweeting from at the White House.
Yeah, I think some of the funniest takes were like, yeah, exactly. I was actually surprised he was even allowed to do that. Which,
yeah,
boy, I gotta say, like this like purge of him. This is not new. I mean, we saw it with Alex Jones. So like before, which I think was kind of the test run for them to flex the powers on this, was more than scary.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, like name any app, any website, and he is banned from it.
Yeah, and like even
any mainstream,
even
one.
Shopify, who was hosting his merch store, took it down.
Unbelievable.
Shopify,
come on.
And so like, you know, and like Pinterest. So like, I mean, just it was this wild gamut of things. And then, so okay, so the argument is always, you know, if you don't like Twitter, make your own, right? So Parler did,
yes.
Right? And say whatever you will about Parler, it was. You know, anywhere from there were some like Nazi-ish type people to basically it was like what I've had an account for ever since it started, just because I gobble up my name on all these things just to have it, even though nobody really has my name.
Yeah.
But I went back and looked at it when this event was happening. I hadn't been on it in years. And it's just like a right-wing conspiracy echo chamber. So all you're doing by purging these people is just making everybody more and more and more, yes, polarized. And so Parler was being hosted on Amazon Web Services, which is, yes, the largest. Building servers, by the way, is fucking expensive and, yeah, difficult. And it takes up a fuck ton of real estate, right? Money that the average person does not have. So that argument about go build your own Twitter, you can't. You cannot.
Right.
It's never going to happen. So this is absolutely a fucking monopoly. These businesses are too fucking big. And dude, watching the left cheer this on too, like him getting banned, again, it's people not seeing the forest for the trees. Like, this is gonna come for you.
Yes.
Don't you understand? There needs to be an internet bill of rights. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because again, it's like people say, well, the First Amendment doesn't protect you from private companies in their terms of service. And like, it's true. It's absolutely true. But these companies are so fucking big and have become the town square when none of us can go talk to each other. That we have to do it. So like,
I love that you use that language.
It
so
was yours.
Like, I'm having this ongoing conversation via DM, ironically, with my friend, about like free speech and how like I'm totally on board with free speech not meaning freedom from consequences. I totally get that. However, when the consequence itself is removal of free speech, that's where I get very uncomfortable and when it's very dangerous.
Right.
So. I was just saying, like, free speech has evolved with us to mean, I mean, it evolved with our language, but the public square, the public forum is no longer Columbia Park or whatever, Union Square. It's none of these things. It's not an open physical place that we can go to and shout with a newspaper in our hands, with a megaphone. It's not a place we can go to do that anymore. We just don't. We do it all online. Twitter is now the public square, but it's owned by a company.
Right. And so like,
and our free speech laws have not evolved to adapt to a digital public space.
So, and here's the other part of it too, is so free speech in our Constitution is there to protect us from our speech being, you know, getting in trouble for your speech from the government. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be any more clear to anybody right now that Alphabet, like Google, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook are bigger than the fucking government?
Yeah.
They can deplatform the sitting president of the United States, no matter, yes, how fucking crazy he is. And what's weird about it too was like in the speech he gave, and I honestly think he's too stupid to know, like when he's riffing, I think he's too stupid to know how fired up these people were.
Yeah.
But nothing on Twitter, I looked for it. I mean, desperately, of like what directly said, go storm the Capitol building, like incite, like go riot. I couldn't find any of it on Twitter. So their excuse to actually ban him off of it was ridiculous. And then you also think about it too. It's like he was inciting a nuclear armed leader of another country on Twitter, calling him short and fat.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And so it's like, this is something they've been wanting to do forever. And also too, it's like the Trust the Plan QAnon people, you're giving them fuel for their conspiracy theory, you know? And you know, what sucks is that, you know, Trump did have like a tweet too late. I think after he kind of shimmied out the back door before they all went off and did that. He had a tweet that said, you know, I don't know, law and order, peace, this kind of thing. And then he put out this video on the lawn, which is regrettable, about like the selection was fraudulent. You're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Right.
And then after it had stopped. And then he put out like a hostage video like that one, which was about a minute and a half, but it had like some hard edits. And I watched this one all the way through. I couldn't find any hard edits. So he certainly didn't write it. So whoever wrote it for him did a really good job, I think. So I don't really know how they can... you know what's weird about the media? I'll just define... like, I've been using the word cathedral. And like, it's everybody who controls public discourse, right? So media, tech companies, government, right? They have been... Greg was saying earlier that I think it was Del Reese said he's heard the word insurrection more than any other, like, ever. So like the word insurrection, what's the other one they keep using? Just these words you keep hearing over and over and over again. It's like, you have to just think that it's true. Coup, you know, you know, incitement, you know, which, and if they just keep saying it over and over and over again, people aren't going to go and try to think for themselves. They're just like, well, if they keep saying it, and they just, the word gets weirder and weirder and weirder in your head, and it becomes this brain worm that just sort of digs in, and then you just believe it, you know?
Believe that's what it is.
Right.
Without knowing the meaning of that word.
Right. And I think, so it's just, it's very, very, very peculiar to watch this all unfold, and just that... clearly, the tech company, because that's the thing too. So like, if you were truly banning him for incitement of this riot that went into the Capitol building, you would have had to have proven with the tweet that was the incitement that says directly, go to the Capitol building and threaten to kill Mike Pence, right? But that didn't exist. So they are not neutral actors. They are absolutely Democrat Party companies that control how we talk on the internet, which is, it should scare the shit out of you, especially if you're progressive, because because when you're too noisy for the Democratic Party, they're going to shut you the fuck down. And these people do not work for you. They don't work for you. They don't want change. They don't want to help you. And dude, I got to say, I hope Biden fucking takes Trump's golden roller skates, rolls in and starts handing out money, because that's the only fucking way people aren't going to keep rioting. So... if he does it, I really do want Biden to do a good job. I don't like him. I hate Kamala Harris, but I don't want people to do this anymore. I don't want families to fucking fight. Like, I'm so fucking tired of it, because all the people that, like, the loudest people in the room are the dumbest and the least curious. And so I'm so tired of, like, getting into arguments with people about this kind of stuff who don't know everything. And then when you know more than them, because you desperately want to have a good... point, if people get in the argument, get into an argument with you about it, it devolves into this mess, because then you're just trying to educate them in real time about what's really going on. And then if you defend yourself or try to like give them more information, then once they lose the argument, then you're a Nazi or whatever. So it's like, or you're a right wing or you're a Trump, because they don't have any programming that goes beyond, well, if he's not quite a Democrat, then he's a Trump guy. It's like, there's like, he's a QAnon person. There's no nuance anymore. It's impossible. And I think that these bannings are just going to just make, it's just going to keep pushing it. And this Trump base is not going away. I hope for the love of fuck he doesn't run again.
Yeah. So seriously,
because then the cathedral will just be able to complain about him for four more years.
Oh, and, kill me, dude.
And I don't know. We'll see. Do you think he's going to be permanently banned?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Generation that Y means sedition.
Sedition.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that question. So I you know, if I were to guess, I mean, imagine, look, like, Trump's tweets always get hundreds of thousands of likes.
He has 93 million followers.
Wouldn't they want the traction? Or are they already too big that they don't need it anymore?
I don't really know. I think that Twitter... I think this, my dad made a good point. He's like, this is strictly about their shareholders, right? So like, you know, Twitter stock, I think, dipped 10% the day after they did it, but it's already starting to go back up.
Of course.
So, I mean, if you think about it, it's like, banning him, they created a news event. which makes like it just starts going crazy.
Yeah.
It was so many bad takes in such a short amount of time that I had to take like 2 days off. I didn't even look at it. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, then why wouldn't they let him back on after he's no longer president? You know, so as to cause another news story.
Right, right. One of the funniest casualties about this whole thing were the bot accounts that like that reply, like Jeff Tiedrich is one of them. It was so tough because everyone was so scared to respond to things. I think they didn't know what I was talking about, but I said, Jeff Tiedrich should be on suicide watch. That Dr. Eugene Gu.
Yes.
And it was funny because like someone found a Reddit post from somebody that says, I have a algorithm account that gives snarky responses to Trump's Twitter account, and I had over 100,000 followers, and I don't know what to do with my life now or something.
Right. That's how he paid his bills.
Fucking loser.
And now,
God.
Grow up. Actually, type out your replies like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or just fucking don't.
Right.
Be that person. The fucking Krasensteins, whenever they were still.
Oh, those twins.
Those little mammoths, yeah.
Yeah, and then Blacksmith, that dude on Instagram.
I don't know.
Blacksmith, he's some fucking left-wing, he's some, like, neo-lib who ate, like, a cake when Trump got banned from Twitter.
Oh, yeah, the one that had the account got suspended.
Yeah, the printed out enlarged photo of his account getting suspended printed on a cake. He was eating it.
What was that tweet that Hillary Clinton sent today that was like, I think she actually might be mentally retarded?
Oh, shit. It was about Flint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She says, I'm thinking about the children of Flint right now because the governor there is like finally getting prosecuted for not fixing the Flint water crisis.
Right.
And it's like, bitch, you oversaw 8 years of this crisis where your president went to Flint and let me get a glass of water, a bottle of water, no, a glass of water. And it's like, and just drank it on stage. Like this shit's done and just fucking flew out of there. And it's still horrible.
Yeah.
And so she might be mentally retarded. I think she might like her brain might be scrambled. I think something is seriously wrong with her.
Well, isn't she like 96 now?
I don't know. It depends on how much adrenochrome she's drank. It brings her age down a little bit each time. Yeah. So when she cracks open a fetus and
so, sucks the juice out of it like a Capri Sun.
I know. So anyway,
sticking a straw into a baby's skull to suck the juice out like a Capri Sun. Yeah.
But it's just as hard to get in like a Capri Sun. You're like, fuck.
Fucking hell,
fuck,
dude.
Fuck. I think we just used to turn them over and just do it that way.
Really?
Yeah, that worked a little bit
y'all
better.
Y'all are bold.
Yeah, you know.
Y'all are bold. So Trump got impeached, and none other than world-renowned political dynasty member Liz Cheney.
Yeah. Isn't that...
is in support of impeachment.
Isn't it hilarious to see liberals yas-queening Dick Cheney's grown-up cum? That is so... Between watching this summer, this virus, the storming the Capitol, and liberals yas-queening a Cheney, this is theater. This is fucking theater. There's no way this is real. There's no fucking way.
Yeah, there are even rumors that Mitch McConnell was in support of impeachment. I don't actually know.
Yeah, but they're saying that like in private, but then in public, he's not really said much about it. What do you think? Do you already ask you if you think it's going to pass the Senate? I don't really think so.
I don't think so. Yeah. And there's only like 7 days left. Like, what? Who cares?
Who cares? Right.
It's just so that Trump can't run again.
Right, which would not be a bad thing. But,
Right.
But yeah, like I... and again, it would just make people more divided. So I don't know. Or for the, you know, for the Republic or for the Democrats, maybe they're thinking that it'll just split the Republican Party, which would be good for them. But Republicans are in a shit spot right now because either they kind of tepidly support it or they don't at all. And then they get labeled as like Josh Hawley, who now is like, even though he got us a stimulus check, he's now the worst person ever because
what did he do?
He just like, I actually read what his statement he put out about the election because they were going to have like election fraud hearings or whatever. And he just kind of said like, I support just looking this over. It was like, it was very tepid. And then everyone's like, nope. He's I think Cori Bush called him a traitor, you know? So it's like, and by the way, I've seen several squad members call these people traitors, like people like Ted Cruz who went way off the deep end. But like, if you call someone a traitor, right? In this country, the consequence for being a traitor is death. So it's like maybe when you're an elected official, be very careful with your words. But no such luck.
Yeah, no such luck.
But yeah, so you said, did you mean 2020 predictions or 2021?
2020, baby.
So
remember a year ago?
Yeah.
When we had a whole video on our predictions? Do you still have your note that?
Yeah, I still, well,
your
predictions. Did you add anything to it? Oh, maybe. That's a good, let me look. Sorry, I didn't quite understand.
Okay, so a year ago, we made predictions for the year 2020. And how naive we were.
Oh my God, let's see. Let's see here.
I am so amazed. There are a couple things that I think we got. A couple things. For one, we predicted the plague.
Did we?
We did. Although we didn't call it COVID. We just called it the plague.
Where did I?
Yeah. How I found it is I just searched predictions or whatever. Or if you remember any of yours. But I want to go through our predictions.
I got it.
I want to go through our predictions and see what all we got. You know, we can play prediction bingo.
Oh, man, I might not have it anymore. I don't know why I wouldn't, though.
Damn.
I might not have had iCloud yet. Fuck.
It's okay. I'll do mine.
All right. I think I vaguely remember something. Like, I had something about Greta.
You did. Maybe you can look up Greta.
Yeah.
In your notes, and you'll find it then.
Maybe I texted it to myself.
I want
to...
So I'll go down the list. One of mine was Drake gets arrested. He unfortunately did not get arrested.
I found mine.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
I said Greta gets pregnant.
She did not, but she turned 18.
She turned 18, yeah.
And the amount of thirst over her as soon as she turned 18,
mm-hmm.
as all women who turn 18 get, was probably enough to impregnate her.
Oh, I got one.
You did? What'd you get?
Lithium becomes a resource we start wars over.
Oh my God.
That's why we attempted the coup down in Bolivia.
Yeah. So cool. I said someone famous is going to get the plague. And hundreds of famous
Tom Hanks was the first, I think, right?
Tom Hanks was the first. Mm-hmm. Larry King, right?
Larry King, yes.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry King survived it, and he's had like 10 different cancers. He's hunched over like Nosferatu. He's 178,000 years old.
Right.
And I think he's fine.
Mark Wahlberg.
I got kind of close on this one. I said marijuana becomes federally legal. I think that's coming soon. So
yeah, that was really close. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are right. I said an Elon Musk figure is going to reintroduce Google Glass, and he's been working on Neuralink.
Yeah, that's a good one. I said cartel starts to take hold here. I was wrong. Not yet, anyway.
I said Battle Royale games will be outlawed in a foreign country. I'm half right. China banned certain things from Fortnite. You can only play it for a couple hours in China at a time, and there are some skins you can't wear.
It's kind of like Star Wars with China. They're like, we don't want this witchcraft over here.
They're like, you can't play this. You'll stop being productive. You can't play it for more than 2 hours a day.
You must work 9 to 9. Okay, I said Cats wins best picture. That was just a joke, but that's all I had. Do you have more?
The Pink Wall in LA will get shut down due to an incident involving human feces.
That is almost kind of true because COVID is carried in human feces big time. That actually is kind of like half true.
Kind of half true, yeah. Although it's open now, I guess. I don't actually know. I also wrote a company that makes printers is going to go out of business. Not really, but HP is really suffering right now in their printer business.
We just got a printer.
I know we did.
It was free, though. It was freedom.
It was free. Sweet, Thomas.
Sweet, Thomas.
I wrote avocado crisis.
Yeah, that was a good guess, though.
We didn't have one. No. Although we had one a couple of years back. Do you remember?
There was something with avocados when COVID started, though, wasn't there?
Maybe.
God, could we have seen COVID coming? Good fucking Lord.
I'm hesitant to make any predictions now because it makes no sense.
Dude, I'm telling
There's
you.
There's no way to predict anything.
You know, like after the, like how off polling was, for everything pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm kind of done doing that.
Making predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm proud of us for what we did predict.
I am
that
too.
That was amazing.
Yeah, you had some fucking bangers, I gotta say.
Some fucking bangers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will not be making a predictions list, a public predictions list, this year. I see no point, although it would be funny to see how naive I am in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the year I graduate, actually.
Oh.
A year from now, I'll be graduating.
You'll be a double credentialed boy.
Double credentialed boy. I love saying that I'm going to have 2 degrees, mm-hmm. even though I literally just will have a 2-year degree and a 4-year degree. Oh, yeah, I have 2 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be like, really? How old are you? I'm like, only 23.
I'm kind of a you know, wunderkind.
Yeah, I'm a wunderkind. Mm-hmm. I've got 2 degrees, and I did it in only 4 years.
I mean, no big deal. I mean. Okay, only a couple more things to talk about. Let's see. Okay, yeah, so we just executed the first woman since 1953.
The first woman?
Since 1953.
Since 1953?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know a whole lot about this. Who is she?
So her name's Lisa Montgomery.
Or who was she?
I think she was born in Kansas.
Rest in power, queen.
I think this took place in Missouri. Doesn't really matter. I mean, what was interesting about it, so like, okay, so I think we've already talked about this with the last, I think the last podcast we did before we stopped for a little while, we talked about the guy they were executing, and I'm against the death penalty based on DNA, like evidence proving people on death row to be innocent. Also, like, I want to read the states or the places that have the death penalty still.
Mm-hmm.
Grab it here. So these are the places that still have the death penalty. China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Egypt, the United States, Pakistan, Somalia, the Sudan, and Yemen. We are not in good company. So look how many, like a fucking China. And North Korea does too, but they won't report how many they do. And they also think that China's numbers are low, obviously.
Yeah. So that is scary. I didn't know that these are the top 10 countries.
This is the company where we keep in, by executing people. So it's just it's like a barbaric.
Yemen has less than we do. Yemen, a war zone.
So it's just a barbaric practice that needs to be outlawed. And
a war zone that we fund, by the way, but still.
Well, yes. And also we made them a war zone by, you know, well, thanks to Hillary.
Funneling guns into Saudi Arabia. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, go us. but yeah, so you know, it was interesting to watch like a lot of progressives that I like be like, this is the last death knell of bloodlust from a dictator who's leaving office right now, you know, regarding Trump. And it's like, okay, let's take a few steps back here. This woman used a like Yorkie forum to meet this other woman and then became friends with her by claiming that she was pregnant, the killer was pregnant, then changed contacted with another, like with a fake name, said that she wanted to come meet her to buy a dog or to check out her dogs. This person was a dog breeder. And strangled her to death, and she was 8 months pregnant, and cut the baby out of her stomach.
Unbelievable.
And this is the woman we executed. So it's like, I don't want the death penalty for, I don't want innocent people to get killed. And I also think eye for an eye is a bad thing. And the company we keep proves it. It's just bad news.
Right.
This woman, I don't really feel bad that she's not around anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, so
both can be true.
And that is kind of the moral of this fucking, since we've been gone, is a lot of things can be true at once. And the thing you disagree with probably has some truth to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was, I thought it was kind of an interesting story and wasn't on the topic of, even though they've looped Trump into it somehow.
Well, just another act of Trump's misogyny.
Yes, exactly.
Executing the first woman since 1950.
You know, yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah. Dude, how funny would that be if they made a woman's issue? And you know, and also people were trying to frame it like she'd been like horribly abused and all these kinds of things. And that's probably true, you know, like sexually abused by her stepfather, all these kinds of things. But like, I know people that's happened to too, and they're not murdering pregnant women. So it's like,
right.
You know.
We need to like rehabilitate people.
Right.
Before they commit crimes.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and that's, yeah, that's a whole podcast in itself.
That sure is, baby.
Yeah. But let's see. Got one more topic here.
One more topic.
And this one's back on Trump, unfortunately.
Oh, gross.
I hope
boring.
The news gets less gay.
Your hopes are going to be in vain, Jordan.
So do you mind reading? I'm going to make you read.
Yeah. Here are the U.S. companies hitting pause on political donations. The list of companies that say they are withholding political contributions after last week's U.S. Capitol riot continues to grow hourly. The companies fall into three broad categories, those going after specific Republican lawmakers who voted against the certification of the presidential election, those going after objectors in general, and those withholding all contributions for now, regardless of political party or whether a lawmaker participated in the effort. More than 100 Republican representatives and 8 GOP senators voted to overturn the election's results. The list does not include companies such as General Motors or FedEx Corp for that, that for now are saying only that they are reviewing future contributions or always decide donations on a case-by-case basis according to their interests at the time.
So we're not going to read the whole thing, but I just want to like kind of just go through, you know, what they're doing.
Yeah, which ones?
Just go ahead and read this part, and then we can move on.
Hallmark Cards. The maker of greeting cards was very specific in the message it wants to send U.S. Senators Josh Hawley and Roger Marshall. Give us our money back. The Kansas City, Missouri-based company said it's seeking reimbursement for the $7,000 it donated to Hawley of Missouri and the $5,000 it gave to newly elected Marshall of Kansas over the last 2 years. The Republicans objected to the certification of electors for President-elect Joe Biden.
And then just this part here is pretty good.
General action against objectors, the DOW.
Dow.
The Dow.
Dow, yes. Just Dow, the chemical company.
Dow.
Dow Chemical.
Yes. Okay. The chemical company.
They made like napalm and all that horrible shit. Yeah.
Chemical company caused contributions by its political action committees to members of Congress who voted to object to the certification. The suspension will remain in place for one election cycle, meaning it will last 2 years for lawmakers in the House of Representatives and 6 years for senators. Dow is committed to the principles of democracy and the peaceful transfer of power.
Okay. That is so rich.
What the fuck?
That is so fucking rich. They have made so many chemical weapons that totally go against the Geneva Convention, and they're claiming that they care about a peaceful transition of power. Okay. All right.
Greg says, not Marriott.
And then this,
Marriott International is also.
The reason why I'm bringing up this article this is. Again, I said earlier on that we don't live in a democracy because of super PACs. And now think about every company that has fucked over people worldwide, domestically, everything, and start to look at some of the companies that are giving money to politicians for favors later on, right? Mm-hmm. So Dow Chemical, right?
Goldman Sachs.
Right.
MasterCard. Airbnb. Blue Cross Blue Shield, of course.
3M, which is another chemical manufacturer, the one that, yeah.
These guys are pausing all of their contributions. Coca-Cola, United Parcel Service, Smithfield Foods, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Microsoft, Facebook, Ford Motor, American Investment Council, American Express.
So
that is unreal.
Okay. So people are incurious, so they won't go. They'll be like, good. That's what you deserve, Josh Hawley, you bad, bad man, right? Instead of going, why the fuck are these ghouls contributing money to politicians for favors? None of these companies, except for like maybe three of them, are good for the American consumer,
right?
Or just the American, or even the middle fucking East. Like 3M and Dow Chemical has made horrible weapons, like since Vietnam. I mean, like napalm, mustard. Like, I mean, it just goes. The list goes on and on and on. Like these kind, like they will. Like it's so funny. It's like it's like Raytheon trying to like, you know, have a feminist image. It's just like you guys are the worst possible people. Like you have to have no soul. But like Goldman Sachs. I mean, so like
Facebook, the company that notoriously sells our information.
Yeah.
For billions without, of dollars.
With our consent, which not really, right? Big air quotes on that. So do like, and then Bernie had he's like, do it, get away. Why do we have this? Get rid of it completely.
Yeah. Donations. Yeah. Like corporate donations to politicians needs to be illegal.
Because they don't make these contributions if they can't come back later and be like, hey, you know, we had this little chemical plant explosion that, you know, gave, you know, about 100,000 workers cancer or whatever. Can you make sure that like this doesn't, there's like a corporate liability situation where we won't get in trouble. Yeah, we got you on that. No problem. I mean, you guys did give me $100,000 for our campaign. That's a dollar for every life loss. It's like no problem, you know?
Yeah.
This is the way these fucking craven sociopaths think. So this is just people like Josh Hawley. Dude, dig into any of these fucking people, like any of them, right? Like Adam Schiff, the guy that they propped up in front of the impeachment thing, the first impeachment thing and the Russiagate thing, which we all know is just a fucking war theater, you know, months ago.
Yeah.
Disney is his biggest fucking donor, which just got busted for filming Mulan next to a Uyghur concentration camp and then thanked the CCP official that allowed them access to the area. So
I know
these are the biggest fucking sociopathic ghouls that exist in our society. And again, like, you know, none of these companies can be prosecuted for anything because our lawmakers are absolutely fucking entangled in this mess.
Yeah.
So again, I reiterate, you know, everyone's clutching their pearls. It's the end of our democracy. We don't live in one. We live in an oligarchy, and it's been that way for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
So this is the shit you guys should be caring about and writing about. Like, you know, like literally any kind of inequality, like financial inequality, There it is. Yeah. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Citibank. Like, these people fuck working people over every day. And they're getting Blue Cross. I mean, why do you think that politicians lobby against Medicare for All? Because they're taking money from these health insurance companies that are dependent upon their bottom line making a fuck ton of money. Mm-hmm. And this is just one dude. You know, like, so this is so many of these fucking people, like so many of them. And it's like, Democrats aren't clean of this. Like, again, why did like big D Democrats take a fuck ton of health insurance money?
Right.
So
Christian Gillibrand is like the number two politician to be receiving money from Pfizer. Like the number one is only like $2,000 ahead of her.
Right.
She accepted like $88,000 from Pfizer.
So yeah, it's
Kristen Gillibrand. What the fuck are you doing? I can't believe she was on that stage.
Yeah,
I can believe she was on that stage. Of course, she's Hillary Clinton.
Well, the only one that doesn't do this was Bernie.
Yeah,
and Tulsi really too. I mean, but
yeah,
that's about it really. And Andrew Yang. Well, but he's kind of complicated because he's a, you know, he got his toes in business. But like, but
he's running for mayor, isn't he?
Of New York. Yeah,
that's fucking amazing.
I hope he. I mean, dude, if that fucking city, or if this one elects. If that city re-elects Meatball, I swear to God,
for governor,
they can't be helped, you know. Yeah. Like, and then I have my recall Newsom sticker on my computer, and it's so funny because they're trying to, like, that's now gotten up to a million signatures because he's just an atrocious hypocrite. The fucking French Laundry incident, if you guys don't know, where he was literally we have the harshest restrictions here that are just destroying small businesses for COVID, and while this was all going on, and he shut down outdoor dining. He goes and indoor dines with the like chief medical people that are on his advisory board for COVID indoors at a fucking $4,000 plate restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And in any other time or any other like any other type of person would have to resign in absolute shame over this.
Yeah.
But you could just go, whoopsie, like, oh, it was a regrettable decision. Well, he lied a couple of times. Like, oh, we were actually outside. I could see stars. And it's like,
No, you were inside. We saw the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we know where you were.
Yeah.
But anyway, that petition's up to a million signatures. Now they're saying that the person who organized it is a Stop the Steal QAnon person. And they had to retract it. Cause they're like, no, we aren't. What are you talking about? This guy just sucks. And like the whole like populace of California is like, shut the fuck up. This guy sucks. But I hope it happens.
Yeah, I have that sticker on my laptop as well. Mm-hmm. I have, my laptop is just a smorgasbord of stickers. It's got Recall Newsom, a sticker with a bear on it. Yeah, the bear claws. Mm-hmm. Which I was thinking about getting two bear claws on my tits. Would that be hot? Isn't that a common tattoo
didn't,
of like sluts?
Didn't the Toothless Wonder that was with Joe Exotic have that on his chest?
Did he have bear claws?
I think he did have to. Yeah.
Oh my
but
God.
I've also seen it like, on some like pretty slutty gays for sure.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of women with big greasy tits having like bear claws on their tits. Have you never seen that?
I've never seen that. I've seen stars over the nipples, but
Over the nipples. I mean, like a sort of above the. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I've got that sticker on my laptop. I've got. A Tulsi sticker on my laptop. I have a Moog sticker from you on my laptop.
The synth behind me.
The
actually.
Synth, yeah. It's a they only make synths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like a synth sticker on my laptop, and then on my hard drive, I have like two anime stickers from Demon Slayer.
So, you're all over the fuck. Yeah, no one can figure you out.
You were saying you actually mentioned that to me. You were like, I wonder what people think. Mm-hmm. They can't decipher you when they see your laptop and your external hard drive.
It's kind of perfect though because it's because some of those things would be inflammatory. Like some people really fucking hate Tulsi. Some people really have not figured out that Newsom is a ghoul. Yeah. And but then you have all this music stuff and anime stuff, and they're like, I'm not even going to bother getting angry at this person because I don't know what the fuck they believe in.
Oh my God. My buddy Matt Hetherington is here.
Hey.
This is a guy who I've recently become friends with through Pokebreakers.
Oh,
through
cool.
My job.
Oh, cool.
Matt, it's so nice to see you here. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. That's sick. He's the table tennis guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, welcome, dude. I'm surprised to see you here. This is probably not what you expected me to talk about.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't talk about a lot of Pokemon in my day-to-day life,
no.
But I'm so happy to see the crossover. It's nice to have you here, Matt.
This is like an hour of either political brain dump or making a video about Rachel Dolezal, giving Sean a shout out or or it's other stupid shit. So
Yeah, Matt, it sounds like you're pretty based. He says the irony is that they then use those thousands of dollars to advertise through social media platforms in order to win and then scream about how much power those platforms have, mm-hmm. even though they tap into that power to get their seats at the big table.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, so happy to have you on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things of like nobody who is on like nobody in political power right now seems to have do anything in good faith anymore.
Yeah, seriously.
It's just
except for Bernie
who like and that isn't even like in support of all of his ideas, but I still think that he like means them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's all I'm asking for is fucking integrity, for the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we didn't even mention it, but like AOC with this force the vote thing, and she totally fucking bitched out, which we talked about it briefly on the one we did before we left for a while. And yeah, she totally bitched out on it, like totally. And it could have made a big fucking difference.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, would Medicare for All like with a floor vote pass? Fuck no. But would it have started a giant national conversation? Because like then we could look at every Democrat who voted no on it. Yeah, it would have been really good. But, you know, she wants to ascend higher in political power and not actually make any kind of difference. So we'll get another big, a little bit darker, big, juicy milker Pelosi here later on. So
I want Marianne Williamson so bad. I miss her.
That's actually a good thing to close on because, like, when all the shit was burning down, like, after this Capitol Hill thing, I thought about her and just kind of this thing of like, I think that Americans are in a fucking spiritual crisis right now.
Yes.
Like badly.
Yeah.
And it's like this crisis of being, crisis of self. And I think that you and I aren't particularly bothered because we know exactly who the fuck we are,
mm-hmm.
even though like our lives have been totally turned around by this. And so like everybody else's too, but it's never like made us want to go burn something down. Because, like, okay, so, like, I mean, yeah, do I think that some of the people in that Capitol building should have been, like, drawn and quartered? Yeah. Would I do it? Because I don't want to go to federal prison. So it's like,
yeah.
Two things can be true at once, but it's like, and also, too, then they just become a martyr and then they double down on, and they pass domestic terror laws that are useless and just going to make all of our lives even more surveilled and worse. Yes. So that's about that. But spiritual crisis.
Spiritual crisis.
Any more comments you want to read?
Let's catch up. Come a long way to now having 15,000 American troops posted half an hour from my front door. Jesus yeah. Christ. Yeah. Marianne needs to start her own crystallized news network.
Yeah. The new CNN.
CNN with Marianne Williamson. That would be so good.
Yes.
Crystallized news network.
That'd be so good. And she does she just does like meditations every now
yeah,
and then.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does like a prayer meditation.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love her so much. Even though like some of her takes are not what I agree with.
Yeah, I mean,
she just always means well. And I know she's a good person.
That's the thing. It's the integrity thing. You know what I mean? It's like there's no like ulterior motives to what they believe, you know?
She is the same person who during the AIDS crisis was literally hand delivering home cooked meals to gay people in hospitals.
She started Project Angel Food, which is like still goes on today. And it's mm-hmm. expanded beyond gay people. Now it's like elderly people who can't feed themselves and this mm-hmm. kind of thing. But yeah, she started it, which was like so wild when you think about how she was treated by the media when she was running, of just like a joke. And
unbelievable.
It's like, she's done more than all of you.
They tried to paint that as a bad thing too. They tried to paint like Project Angel Food as a bad thing because she would come into hospital rooms with people who were dying of AIDS and like pray with them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I pray that you were at peace mm-hmm. and like that.
I would like that if I was peacefully. Dying. I would love for her to do that with me. I'm not even religious. I would think it would be awesome.
Exactly. And also it was the fucking 80s, mm-hmm. a much different time when like atheism was not.
You were like an outcast, you know, with that.
Exactly. Everybody was religious in some way like 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that they tried to paint that as a bad thing, that she would say prayers in hospital rooms with gay men who were dying of AIDS. I just like, God damn, they will stop at nothing to slander good people.
Fucking ghouls. They're absolute ghouls. So we'll end it here. Keep this in mind. The more that you hear these words about this is the end of our democracy, this is all of the people that are screaming about this event that took place. They were terrified for their lives and all these kinds of things. Just remember what they have done to good people like Bernie. You know, to Tulsi, they called her a Russian asset. To Marianne, they called her like a fucking fraud Christian or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody who pushes against the Orthodox as a good person can survive because these people are cancer. They're absolute fucking cancer. Yeah. So I'm glad you all were hiding under your desks. I'm very glad about that.
Yeah.
So
it's literally like in middle school when there would be a lockdown alarm, like a lockdown practice, and mm-hmm. you would have to duck mm-hmm. In the corners of your room and barricade the door.
Yeah.
To practice getting shot up.
Yep. Yep. And they had to experience
that. They had to experience it.
Yeah. For one day, they got to feel like their life might be in jeopardy. Things that people out here experience every day.
Yes.
With laws that they made and lack of assistance they're giving. So yeah. I think
that's the end. We're here every Wednesday evening, Pacific time at 7 p.m.
Yes.
If you guys want to join us, you can click the subscribe button as well as the like button if you want to.
Yes, yes. And thank you for joining us on this new... We just... Your friend Matt, he didn't see the old way that we were doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
Much more advanced now.
The other 96 episodes that we have look so primitive mm-hmm. compared to this.
Yeah. It is... It's a
we now have sets. Mm-hmm. You can see my desk behind me and my sewing machine.
Mm-hmm. What I like about our sets too is we use all this shit. It's not we didn't have to we already had cool shit that was our personality, so we didn't have to build a set to be like, this is my personality.
Yeah. This is just it's all utility.
Yeah. Huh. Right. Wait, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, see you next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific.
All right.
Bye guys.